When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime with experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
All right, it is Tuesday, Drive Time with DeRusha on the air. Lots of good texts coming in about your favorite dive bars. So keep those coming throughout the show. It is National Dive Bar Day. You're welcome to send us a voice message telling us about your favorite dive bar on the Odyssey app. Click the talkback microphone right next to where you listen live. Text you're saying Ted's on Larpenter in St. Paul. No kitchen, cash only. Dark, if kids are with you, you're strictly limited to one drink. Outside food is allowed. There's TVs. There's a pool table. That's pretty good.
Can I put in a dark horse?
You can.
Frenchman's.
Frenchman's, very good.
Yeah, in Richfield, where I live.
That's a dive bar.
Yeah, it's the diviest. I'm pretty sure they have carpet in there, and they definitely have pull tabs.
If you have carpet in your bar, you're either in Greater Minnesota or you are a very old Twin Cities. That just seems foolish to me, right? That is the voice of Adrian Lee. It is Ask Adrie, our monthly advice segment, and you get the chance to text in and ask Adrian anything you want. 651-461-9226 is our number. People can read your writing at
Substack. At Ask Adrie at Substack.
A-D-R-I. So correct. Check that out. All right. Let's start with a question that I think is fascinating. Because, you know, as a married, old married guy, I'm very curious about, like, how the kids today ask people out.
Yeah. I would say you're morbidly curious.
You think I'm too curious?
Not too curious. It is a wild time to be alive.
I don't know any of this stuff, right? And it's, you know, I have friends who get divorced, and then I learn all sorts of things, and it's crazy out there.
Sorry to interrupt, but we do have just a little bit of breaking news.
Okay.
As home of the Twins, we should get this on. Twins just announced that they're going to put Byron Buxton on the 10-day injured list with his hip issue that flared up on him again. Alan Roden being called up from AAA St. Paul to replace him, presumably playing tonight.
So. He was in business for a couple games in New York, but then he had a stolen base.
Stolen base and tweaked the hip on the steal. And
so there you go.
Not a huge surprise, but just coming out now. So I want to make sure people are up to speed on that. Sorry.
Nothing to apologize
for. I mean, I know Adrie's a huge baseball fan.
Huge baseball fan. Huge sports fan.
Where are you on Alan Roden?
Google. I'm on Google.
Alan Roden, you've been a big Alan Roden supporter since the early days.
Possibly, yeah. What is he? Is there like a position?
Yep, he is an outfielder.
Okay, baseball, Twins.
Yeah,
huge fan. Because why not?
He's close to one of us. Grew up in Middleton, Wisconsin, which is...
Close enough.
Close enough, right? Do we take a... Where is Middleton? Isn't that near Madison, I think?
It's in Wisconsin.
It's right near Madison. Yeah. So when you drive on 94 into Madison, it's by the Lake Mendota.
All right. I think Milwaukee is like the superior Wisconsin city.
Ooh, best city in Wisconsin. 651. All right. So here is our question. Because the gym is a very common place where young people would be gathering in real life. Is it appropriate to ask someone out at the gym?
Well, I love that I'm being included in this nebulous young people. I'm gonna pretend I am.
You're not that young.
I'm not at
no.
all. Thank you.
But you're at the gym.
So here's the thing. I have to be really honest before I answer the question. I hate the gym so much that I have a piece of cardio equipment. I have a rower at my house because I don't want to go to the gym.
You don't want to.
And I have free weights. And so I say all that to say, if I am at the gym, it is so thoroughly against my will that I am not in a state to meet anyone. And I think my face and my aura would share that. So it is not a place to meet me. One, because I'm not trying to be there. And two, if I'm there, I'm angry.
I feel like this is the correct attitude about the gym
general. Thank you. Like, just don't go.
I personally do not believe anyone who claims to like really enjoy working out.
No.
I don't believe it.
I don't either.
You know what's enjoyable? Eating.
It feels good to be done working out.
Yep.
Because you got the endorphins running through your body.
Yep.
You did the hard thing.
Would you date a gym guy?
No.
Why not?
Because, okay, what do you mean by a gym guy? Because that's like a really particular kind of guy to me. And it is somebody who is like probably talking about their workout in their dating bio or on the first date.
For sure.
Somebody who's going to be pressuring me to go. I'm not going. We're not meant to be. So no.
Gym guys are out.
I don't think
I need to be any more clear as to what a gym guy is. I feel like you sussed that out real quick. So this is a common conundrum, though. For you, you would not want to be asked out of gym, at a gym, or by a guy named Jim, probably. You also would prefer not that.
Probably not.
If you are, Andrew on YouTube is saying, are we talking about gym guy, G-Y-M guy, or Jim guy, J-I-M-G-U-I.
His name is probably Jim.
There was a TV weather guy in this town by the name of Jim Guy.
Oh, all right. Well, he's never asked me out. So, for the record.
It's so confusing. So, this is a common question. I've seen it all over Reddit. I've seen it on TikTok videos where the gym feels like a fraught environment to ask someone out because people have such strong opinions on whether it's appropriate or not.
Yes, I think that people keep asking because when you go to the gym, everyone is in spandex. Mm. And so suddenly men feel really motivated, I guess, to ask people out there. I don't think that's a good enough reason to approach someone in an otherwise unpleasant setting. I think if you're okay knowing the odds are stacked against you, if you like a challenge, feel free. But also be prepared for people to be annoyed with you. The gym isn't quite work, but it's like, this is where I go to work out. This is where I have.
But isn't this the most, like to me, the gym feels like the most, like if you're both at the gym, you have a shared interest. It's the most target rich environment in a way outside of college, like for grownups.
But I disagree because some of us like you and me, we're there so we don't die prematurely.
Yeah.
We're there so things
we're going to look like I'm going to look like I'm near death. Like, probably no one's asking me out in that scenario, you know?
Well, I'm going to look angry, so no one's asking me. Here's my thing. I think the gym is a bad idea. Why aren't people asking where they should ask people out? Why are we not focusing on that? Like, because the gym has been beaten to death. Don't ask people out of the gym. If you've had success, good for you.
Jonathan says, I just ask, do you need a spot? And if they say yes, then So you can have like a non-threatening sort of, maybe you don't go right off the bat with like,
hey. Do you know, like, when I'm thinking of a spot, like the positioning of that, that's like a really aggressive way to first interact with somebody.
Is it?
Kind of.
What if you need a spot, though?
I don't.
I do. I certainly need a spot.
Well, if you see DeRusha in the gym, he's letting you know.
Yeah. Open for business. Yeah. Right. Alyssa would be a little upset about that, I think.
I don't know.
So where should you ask people out? That's a very good framing. Because today I feel like no matter what you do, someone is ready to blow you up on social media for being disgusting. And this scummy guy asked me out at the gym. When my theory is, if the guy is hot, no one ever complains. But if the guy is ugly, then it's what an absolute turd for asking me out at the gym.
I kind of hear that. Sometimes the guy is like your dad's age and that.
Yeah, not.
No, please.
No.
So agreed. I think it's okay to ask people to use some context clues and some couth.
So where are the good spots, you think?
I think literally anywhere. The grocery store, the library, maybe not. Like the doctor's office, because that could get weird. But like, I don't think people are really asking where. I think people are asking where is there the least risk that I'm going to get rejected, and that place doesn't exist. Like, stay in your house, I guess, or stay on the apps, which also suck. But like, you have to build up the capacity for rejection. And yes, you want people to be nice about it. But I think generally speaking, I talk to my girlfriends who are dating, who are single, that people want to be approached. They want to be approached respectfully, and they want to feel safe to say no. So all that has to be in place. Otherwise, most places.
Texter saying, asking someone out at the gym is fine as long as you are willing to accept a firm no.
Mm-hmm.
I think that makes sense. Are people not good at accepting a no?
I think a certain demographic of people sometimes has a hard time with it. Here's the thing with the gym. When I say a coffee shop, grocery store, the nice thing about those places is you're not necessarily going to repeatedly run into the person that you're asking out and that may be rejecting you. The gym, you're probably going to keep seeing each other. Mm. Maybe not every time, but like that's the other downside to that setting. I think you should like get comfortable asking people out in more random spots.
Well, to that Vane at 651-461-9226. Texter asking, would you date the lawn man?
The lawn man? Who is the lawn man? There's so many types of people we're discussing.
I know, we had gym guy.
Gym guy.
Now we got lawn guy.
Yeah.
Well, like if you have a, like maybe you're in an apartment building and you've got like Braxton, the lawnmower guy. You know, Braxton comes and
I own a home, so I am Braxton, the lawnmower guy. Mm.
You could hire.
And I think I'm a catch. I would date myself. But I don't have a Braxton.
I think, like, is that fair game to like, if you're a landscaper? I feel like I saw this movie once where, like, the landscaper knocks on the door.
On the Hallmark channel?
Yeah, Lawnmower Man, the horror film.
And instead of accepting the normal form of payment, lawn man, it's a different.
Oh,
yeah.
Then you had to go there.
All right.
Just saying.
I think lawnmower man was less, was more air friendly.
Was it? I don't know. Jason, I ask a girl if she is preparing for a competition or a show. It is an opening question and a compliment in one, says Matthew from Plymouth. That's his gym move.
I like that.
That's pretty good.
I like that. It's conversational, gives you the opportunity to see if there's like any like natural like banter spark. Fine. You still have to like be ready to read some cues and accept a no, even if that seems like it's going well. Some people just don't want to date people in the gym. Like it's just like a hard no categorically.
Do you think all political candidates should maybe do a background check through you before they run for office?
I don't know about a background check. I don't offer that service, but they could certainly write to me and ask if perhaps some of their past behavior
is problematic.
Would make them less than an ideal candidate.
Yeah, just saying. Let's break. Lots of text today. I love it. You have questions for Adri, any relationship advice, 651-461-9226. 9226. We have a couple topics as well, including destination weddings. Destination weddings. Do you have to go? Obviously, you don't have to go, but where are we on destination weddings? We'll talk about that when we come back. Ask Adri. You can follow her on Substack at Ask Adri. Drive Time, back in a minute.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold?
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305?
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 47?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're doing advice with our friend Ask Adri. Ask Adri anything. You can follow her on Substack, where she gets into it with all sorts of good questions. A lot of people have opinions on Lawn Man as to what Lawn Man might be watching our live stream right now and just seeing how fetching you are and shooting his shot.
Well, thank you, Lawn Man.
You never know.
I do have a lawn.
Texter with a question. Are you ready for this question? This is the first you're hearing of.
All right, let me hear it.
Would you date someone who moved here from 1,000 miles away with the intention of marrying you?
Is this a question for me? Or for you?
It's the next part that's the key.
Would you date someone who moved here from 1,000 miles away with the intention of marrying you, even though they have never met you, based on a true story? This texter.
Whoa.
So you see these stories every once in a while on TikTok, right? Like somebody who's going to move across the country because they feel like they found their person. And does it work? Is it a good idea? I don't know. What factors would you weigh in this? Because I do think there's a romantic side of that.
Yeah, there's a piece of it that's really romantic. And obviously there's precedent that still exists for like more arranged situations. But it doesn't sound like it sounds like a love match.
Yep.
I would just wonder how much you're uprooting your life, how hard it would be to kind of reel it back in, because there is a lot about liking each other and chemistry that you don't find out until you're in person and until you're spending significant time together. Like, not to be weird, but like, what if you get here and you don't like how they smell?
Yeah. I mean, that's a valid reason to not date someone.
Yeah.
You're not going to change the way you smell.
And it's not even necessarily that they smell bad. Like, right. They just smell bad to you.
We sort of fooled ourselves with electronic communication to thinking that you're getting to know somebody just the same as if you were dating them in person or whatever, if we're FaceTiming or if we're texting or if we're video chatting in some other format, that now that can replace the standard thing. And we've missed, like you talked about, that there is something to physical human presence that you cannot replicate through a screen.
I agree. And also, like,
the pressure,
people are curating.
Right? If you know that your first date is with someone who moved here for you,
isn't it
hard to, like, really put your interests on an even level as the other person? The pressure dynamic is tough there.
Yeah, I would feel guilty if somebody did that for me.
Yeah.
And then it didn't work out. Like, so much so that I would tell somebody not to do that.
I'm like just weighing this and thinking this through. There is some advantage. I wonder if today's generation of daters, if people are too quick to decide if it's an up or a down. Whereas, and some of this is like me applying my own story to everyone else's. But like when I first started dating my wife, I don't know. We had a good time and then we had another date. It wasn't like, is this going to be my person? Like that wasn't part of the dynamic that early. And I feel like today, because you can sort of check boxes as to what you want, you think you're placing your DoorDash order for your life partner, that people are too quick to be like, oh, no, this isn't what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
No, I agree with that. I think also, I mean, how old were you when you met your wife again?
We were 19.
Right. And
children.
And so
we
like,
have more time, I guess.
I think a lot of people who are in the dating world who talk about it a lot are older and have spent years being kind of frustrated. And now they're like, no, I'm on a mission. I don't want anything that doesn't exactly match what I think I want and need. But I agree with you, Dan. Like, I think that people, because of dating app profiles and whatever, think that they know exactly what they want and what exactly is going to work for them, and also think that they are really accurately portraying themselves as well. And neither of those things is true.
One more question. We don't have a ton of time, but I wanted to get to this. Adri, my sister is getting remarried. We found out over the holidays they're thinking of tying the knot in Cancun. Now, just before the holidays, we all booked a spring break together with my sister, her kids, her new fiance. We paid way more than we wanted to for this year's spring break trip to Mexico. And now they want to get married in Cancun. It's going to cost more than $1,200 for us. Do we say anything before the save the dates go out, or do we just swallow the spend? What do you do when you have a chance to at least sort of make a gentle, like, hey, this is going to be tough for us? What do you do?
I mean, boundaries, your own, enforcing them, that's your job. I think with financial stuff, it's pretty easy to just say, like, you have it or you don't. I think, too, I'm really biased because I think destination weddings are really often kind of ridiculous.
They suck!
They suck.
They're terrible. They're so selfish.
As well, in this country in particular, people have so little PTO, so like increasingly less expendable income. So it's just asking a lot of people, and if they can make it work, that's really great and really generous. But I think when you plan one, you have to be prepared that it's not going to work for most people.
Tough if it's your sister, though.
Well, I mean, you're still going to be my sister after this wedding. That you
kind of depends on the relationship, too, doesn't it?
If your sister didn't go to your wedding, wouldn't you be mad?
I did not get married in Mexico, and I'm divorced.
Fair.
So whatever.
And I do think, like, divorced people, sometimes they're like, I'm going to do what I want. And that's fair, too?
That's what I think. Like, if I ever got remarried, I would do whatever I wanted.
Yeah,
and I would also not care if anyone goes.
Most people are not that magnanimous, though.
I'm not magnanimous. I just don't want to have to deal. I don't want to negotiate everyone else's needs.
I think it'd be fair to say, like, I'm coming and the rest of the family isn't. I think you could pull that card, too.
I think so, too.
Yeah, that's fine. Thanks, Adri.
Yeah.
This was very good. We'll see you next month.
Good to see you.
Give Adrian Lee a follow on Substack. Just search Ask Adri, A-D-R-I. DeRussia Eats is coming up in just a minute. We are going to talk to a national brand ambassador for Wild Turkey. How do you get that gig? Well, she's got an interesting family connection. So we'll talk about that. She's in town to, I don't know, hopefully, like, bring me a bottle of Wild Turkey. I assume that's why she flew to town. We'll talk about that when we come back.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Darusha Eats, brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board. Today we are talking spirits, we're talking whiskey, we're talking wild turkey, because our guest is in from originally from bourbon country here in the Tennessee, Kentucky area. Joanne Street is a wild turkey brand ambassador, which sounds like a dream job, Joanne. Like, I'm very jealous of this. It's not bad, right?
I can't complain. I get to travel the country and drink good whiskey with great people, and really nothing terrible about my day to day.
It's pretty good. You talk wild turkey, you talk Russell's Reserve, among other brands, but you've got a connection. You're part of the family, because that's what I think part of what is special about bourbon and about especially your American craft spirits is the fact that these are real people. Like, you see, well, most of them are, the names on these labels. But when you see the Russell's Reserve, which is my favorite bourbon, to be honest, but that is your uncle and grandfather, right?
It is, yeah. So I was born and raised down in Tennessee, but as my uncle gives me a good hard time about, made my way up to Kentucky, where we make the good bourbon. And I've been working with the brand for a little over 11 years, but my grandfather, Mr. Jimmy Russell, has been working at Wild Turkey for 72 years. He is the longest tenured master distiller in the spirits history. My uncle is actually celebrating his 45th anniversary at Wild Turkey this past June. And I also got a cousin that works in the industry as well. So a little bit of a family affair we got going on down at Wild Turkey.
Did you, I mean, growing up around it and having it as part of your family, did you, I mean, so many people in the food industry or spirits industry, you're exposed at a young age and you sort of rebel a little bit, like, I don't know, is that the life for me? But there's something that sort of draws you back in. Was that your scenario, or were you always attracted to it?
A little bit of a different story for me compared to my cousin Bruce, who actually grew up in Kentucky. I think it was almost a shoe-in that, you know, you don't have to be at the distillery, but you know, it might be a good idea to show up. Growing up in Tennessee, I spent summers in Kentucky, and I really had the option to go to work at the distillery. And little did I know, when I went to work that very first day, I saw a different side of my family, different side of my grandfather and my uncle, in a way that they just talked, and the passion and the love that they had for this brand was something that I truly had never seen at home, because my grandmother, like most do a good job of making sure work's left at the door.
Yeah. How interesting, right? To see your family in that different angle. Any of us who've gone to work with our parents, for example, you sometimes see like, oh, I didn't know mom was such a badass, right? Like there is a cool, different side of your parents you see.
Absolutely. And I think when I went to work that day, I saw a side of not only my grandfather, but also my uncle, and the excitement and the passion that they had to really bring people into our brand. We almost say, you know, he was holding church or holding court at our visitor center down in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky. But the way that he brings people in, that makes it feel almost relatable. He's always curious. What's the story that brought you to our brand? What's that nostalgic factor that brought you to bourbon? What is that one story that you have about maybe the holiday or the first time you had a whiskey? And getting to really take a step back and kind of indulge yourself into those stories and those memories, it's quite enticing, and it kind of sucks you in a way that you never want to step away.
Joanne Street is with us. We're talking bourbon. You know, all wine, spirits, beer, everything in America is having sort of this moment of like, all right, what's the future going to be? Bourbon went so crazy. What is your sense? You know, you're a younger drinker. What is your sense as to kind of how bourbon fits in to where this generation is going to want to celebrate and want to drink?
Absolutely. I think right now, more than anything, nostalgia is such a big factor of the world that we live in. We're so curious about what life was like 15, 20, 30, 40 years ago. And I think bourbon really kind of took off first post 9/11. And we really came together as a country. And I think now more than ever, we're still seeing that we're coming together as a country, whether that be because of the World Cup here or whatever may be going on in the world. It's a sense of pride of being the only native spirit to the U.S. And we take a lot of joy in being able to bring that to our everyday consumer.
That kind of American nostalgia story, I think it is interesting. We used to, like, you didn't really know that much about this stuff. And, like, today, like, the hardcore bourbon nerds, like, they know everything about this stuff. But then you have the more casual people who are just out looking to have a good time and a good drink, right?
Yeah, I think there's a sense of curiosity right now as well as we broaden our horizons and our knowledge on the spirits category as a whole, not only just bourbon, but whatever spirit you may be enjoying along the way. And I think that curiosity really brings a sense of, you know, intrigueness, if that's a word, I guess I could say, to
may
this.
As well.
Yeah, might as well. I promise I haven't had a sip of bourbon yet. I promise. But it brings that kind of sense of curiosity from that younger generation. But the beautiful thing about what we do at Wild Turkey is I think that we have something for everyone in the portfolio, whether that be someone who learned to love Wild Turkey from their grandfather, or their uncle, or their grandmother, or someone who's just stepping into the category and looking for a great whiskey to enjoy by itself or in a cocktail. I think we hit every aspect of that spectrum when it comes to that Wild Turkey consumer.
Wild Turkey 101 is like my go-to whenever I'm like out of town or wherever and I don't know like where a good liquor store is. You're like, you can find it everywhere. It's reliable. It's delicious. It's affordable. But you guys have been launching a bunch of different expressions as well, right? Like, tell me about this. I'm holding an 8-year Wild Turkey 101.
Absolutely. So actually, Wild Turkey 8-year age stated 101 was the very first product to ever hit the market back in 1942. And we maintained that age statement up until the 90s. And then as the bourbon category continued to grow, when we started to see this expansion out of Japan and Australia and more so into the U.S. consumer, we realized that we needed to continue to broaden the horizons of our portfolio. So today, your standard Wild Turkey 101 is typically a 6 to 8-year-old age statement. But what built us, what continues to build us as a company, is that 8-year 101. So we decided to bring that age statement back a few years ago in honor of Jimmy's 70th anniversary. And we've now made it a mainstay in our portfolio for our everyday whiskey consumer.
You've got this special bottle, too, that you brought in. This is a gold foil edition. What a unbelievable display and container. What's this guy?
This one is for the whiskey nerds and just Wild Turkey nostalgic lovers alike. This is actually my cousin Bruce Russell, third generation blender at Wild Turkey's first solo release with the brand. And it's paying kind of homage to a lot of the things that we love that Jimmy was making back in the 70s and the 80s. And cheesy gold foil for my whiskey nerds out there. Definitely know what I'm talking about. One of our most sought after bottles. Originally was 12 years old at 101 proof. But lucky for you all, we had a little bit of older whiskey in the mix. So the age statement on this one is going to be right at 16 years old and right around 120 proof.
All right, Joanne, can you stand by through the break? I want to ask you just like, what is your job like? Like, you're here in the Twin Cities, you're going to be visiting some liquor stores. So I want to know, like, what is the job of a brand ambassador? Sounds pretty good. Drive Time with DeRussia. DeRussia Eats. We'll be back in just a minute here on CCO. Continental Diamond Time Check right now is 454, locally owned. It is where I go to find luxury pre-owned timepieces. Amazing selection. If you're looking for something, they got you. If you have a watch you want to sell, get to ContinentalDiamond.com. They're in St. Louis Park. We are visiting with Joanne Streep. She is a brand ambassador for the Campari Group. Which you do American whiskey. So you talk Russell's Reserve, you talk Wild Turkey, among others. Joanne, here in the Twin Cities, you have a full schedule, right? Visiting a bunch of liquor stores. That's sort of the job, right? Talking to the consumer, talking to the retailers also.
Yeah, a little bit of everything. I talk to the consumer, I talk to the retailer, I talk to the bartender whenever you go enjoy your favorite cocktail. So my job is really focused in the education behind our brands and the marketing side of what we do at Wild Turkey and really bringing those stories to life and the understanding of why we make whiskey the way that we do.
So tonight, Brian, people can see Joanne tonight at France 44, right?
France 44.
Oh, it's sold out. Too bad. Too bad. Well, go buy some whiskey. Texters are saying, one texter says, I love this lady, but I need to have some whiskey now.
Sounds like a great Tuesday problem.
Yeah, that is a good Tuesday.
It's a turkey
problem.
Tuesday, right?
I like that. Yeah. Very good. When you look at, well, I mean, I know one of the groups that you're meeting with in town here is the Minnesota Women Who Whiskey chapter. I've noticed over the last, especially the last 5 or 6 years, many more women coming forward who are, you know, there used to be the stereotype, and I would see it. My wife loves whiskey, and the bartender would offer me whiskey and ask if she wanted vodka. And she was like, I am a manlier drinker than Jason. Like, are you seeing that trend, more women being bold about drinking brown liquor?
Absolutely. And I think it happened, you know, many, many years before what we've seen in the last 5 to 10, for sure. But, you know, there's nothing I love more than walking up to a bar and asking for a Wild Turkey neat and kind of getting that funny little look over to myself.
Right? It's pretty good. Well, Minnesota, we love bourbon. We love whiskey in this state because it's damn cold. And that's what we have to do.
You got
to
stay warm somehow. That's why we make it.
In our last 20 seconds, what went wrong with the U.S. in the World Cup yesterday? What happened?
Hot take. Well, I do know that you all should come visit us down in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky at our distillery. after you're done watching the World Cup the rest of the summer, we'd love to have you visit us down in Kentucky. So cheers, y'all. Have a great week.
It is a great experience to get down there and visit a distillery. It's a connection with America, really, I think. So especially on this Independence Day weekend. It's something that only we do. Really cool.
Still bummed about that loss last night, but I'll heal my wounds with a little whiskey.
It solves a lot of problems. Creates some others. You got to be cautious. Joanne, thank you. Really appreciate it. Wild Turkey is the spirit. Drive Time. Local news coming up.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork.
With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.